89.3. Passengers push into trouble. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for city test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hamare gariya grandan abgas va good hai.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Fanika Yamido, on est fun yinnei.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, my dear audiences. Glad to meet you again in this wonderful Friday night. Today we will lead you to a beautiful place, Seoul, the capital of Korea. Do you want to view the beautiful sight over there? Do you want to taste the delicious food? Do you want to know the story of its culture? If you want, you can find all of the answers in today's program. So, what are you waiting for? Come with us, we will never let you down. So, let's begin our journey.
Hey guys, you're listening to the first Travel Express on this semester, and I'm your new friend Angela.
Good evening everyone, I'm Richard.
It's so exciting to talk with you on every Friday night. I really hope that we can leave you some wonderful memories here.
Yep, it's so great for me too.
Loving can hurt. So Richard, have you felt that Beijing is getting colder and colder these days?
Yeah, I do. My coat is even not enough to keep warm.
Me too. So I wish all of you have kept yourself warm. Also, you know that Seoul is turning winter too, for the city is located at a similar latitude. Actually, September and October are the best periods for traveling to Seoul in a year.
Oh really? What a pity that we have so many lessons now.
Yeah, I can't agree more. But don't worry, the city in summer and winter vacation is worth visiting too.
By the way, Angela, talking about the weather, I wonder what kind of clothes should I take if I want to travel to Seoul?
As I mentioned, the weather in Seoul is close to Beijing's. So when you are packing to Seoul, just take some clothes you will wear at that time as usual.
Okay, I got it.
Then let's talk about the traffic. When you arrive in Seoul, you may think that, oh, I can't talk with the taxi drivers because I can't speak Korean. Oh, I don't know how to take public traffic because I can't read Korean. Oh no, I can't get my hotel. I want to tell you, my friend, you won't have such problems in Seoul. Almost all subway stations in Seoul offer subway route maps in three foreign languages, English, Japanese, and Chinese.
Wow, how considerate the city is.
So, just remember to take a Chinese one, and then you can begin your trip successfully.
Okay, and what should I pay attention to when I'm communicating with Korean people?
Yeah, that's an important problem. There are actually a lot of necessary customs in Korea. You must know that Korean people care a lot about some words or actions to show respect. For example, Korean people bow and nod a lot, and they will say, "I'm eating well," to thank their host for providing such delicious food.
That's new to me. I think I will forget the world where so much delicious food is in my sight.
Yeah, so do I. Although we cannot get used to it, we should do so. In a word, don't forget to be polite anytime in Seoul to show a good image of Chinese people.
Yep, it's really serious and important. So, apart from the costume, do you have something more interesting to share?
Oh, I nearly forgot that. I do have an interesting point to share with you. You know, I heard that there is always no plastic fork in their instant noodles.
Oh, really?
Sure, that might drive me crazy if I don't know that before and buy a box of instant noodles in Korea. But now, my dear audience, your most beautiful, lovely, considerate friend Angela have told you that. So remember to ask the shop assistant for an extra plastic fork, or you would just be puzzled about the noodles without any tableware.
I agree with you, but the lovely, beautiful...
Okay, that's not the point. Oh, at last, I must remind you that Korean English is much harder to understand than Chinglish. So it may be difficult to communicate with local people. But don't worry, we will also teach you some useful Korean in our program Learn to Speak. Also, Dahee will guide you to learn the city, so deeply in city insight then. Okay, so much for today.
Yep, it's really a wonderful night. I'm sure you guys have known what to pay attention to when you travel to Seoul.
Whatever, I haven't been to Seoul at all. What about you?
Well, neither, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Now it's time to feel the first impression of Seoul with Anna, and Angela is going to finish her maps homework.
Hello everybody, you are now listening to First Impression. I'm your new announcer Anna. I'm a Dutch learner in CUC. Today's program we will talk about Seoul. When it comes to Seoul, what crosses your mind first? Your favorite oba, the delicious Korean food, the latest trends in fashion, or beautiful girls and handsome boys? However, you can find whatever you want in this international city. Come on, let me take you to Seoul. Seoul, also called Hansan. As the capital of a country, Seoul is located in northwest of Korea. The climate in Seoul is similar to the rest of the peninsula, with generally hot and humid summer, cold and dry winter, and beautiful spring and autumn. Seoul is also the biggest city in Korea. It has a history of 600 years. Today, under the influence of prosperous entertainment industry, Seoul has become one of the most fashionable cities. You can see lots of world elements in Seoul Street. As we all know, Seoul is countless TV drama shooting location. According to its TV dramas, we have learned about some famous places in Seoul. There are ice skating rink and thrilling entertainment facilities in Lotte World, the best night view in Seoul Tower, and every girl's princess dream will come true in Teddy's home. Besides, Seoul had hosted many landmark international events, such as the 1988 Summer Olympics and the 2002 FIFA World Cup. Only you arrive in Seoul can you experience the inner charming of it. Okay, that's all my first impression of Seoul. Do you want to know what other thoughts of Seoul? No, let me interview a student and find out what she thinks. Hey, Tahi, have you traveled to Seoul before?
Of course, I'm from Korea, you know, and Seoul is our capital city.
So, what's your first impression of Seoul?
So many buildings and festivals. It was awesome.
And can you introduce your most unforgettable thing in Seoul?
Culture experience. I love their museums. There's so many museums in, you know, different ways. And I love their performances, like musicals.
Wow. Thank you very much. Wish you have a good time. Bye. All right. That's all today's first impression. Do you want to know more about Seoul? Let's go to the next section. City Insight will tell you more details about Seoul. See you next Friday. Bye!
Travel with your ears, expose yourself to the splendors of the world. Hi, I'm Dahee from Korea, the new member of City Temple, and I'm very glad to meet you here.
Hello, my dear audiences, I'm Richard. Glad to meet you again in City Temple in this brand new semester. As before, we'll lead you to various places
viewing beautiful sights, learning different culture, and tasting delicious food with us, you will never be disappointed. So, let's begin our journey.
In the section, this corner, City Inside will tell you about some historic and cultural sites in Seoul. All the places I will introduce today are where I have been before. Then, are you ready to move to Seoul? First up, the Gyeongbokgung. It's the main and largest palace of the Joseon Dynasty. It was established in 1395, the place where the royal family used to live back in the days. Gyeongbokgung's representative structures are Geunjeongjeon, Gyeonghaeru, and Hyeongwonjeon. Geunjeongjeon, it was where the coronation ceremony was performed, while Gyeonghaeru was where banquets were arranged for the foreign envoys. And lastly, the Hyeongwonjeon Pavilion is the place that is popular for the drama, The Moon and Brass in the Sun's filming site. It's so splendid that you should not miss them. All the things around the palace are full of the Korean royal family's lifestyle, which will be bound to impress you a lot.
Here is our second stop, after viewing the splendid palace. Let's move on to the Korea's most famous museum, the National Central Museum of the Korea. The museum allows you to have a look at Korea's historic and traditional culture starting from the Stone Age to the Joseon Dynasty. There are many works being exhibited like Goryeo Celadon, Joseon White Porcelain, traditional paintings, calligraphic works, and much more. So amazing are these wonderful exhibitions that even everyone has its own story. And don't worry if you can't understand Korean language. There are Chinese and English docents wise that will help you to understand.
Do you like art? If you like it, I strongly recommend the Lium Samsung Museum of the Art. Our third stop, it's a museum which covers art across the world, from Korean traditional arts to the international contemporary arts. They also have Chinese and English docent service to provide for you. When it comes to Lium, I always have a lot to say. I love their Goryeo Celadon. They are in bluish green and have perfect bilayer symmetry. The moment you see them, I'm sure you would be terrific. And Lium is famous for their elegant architecture too. Plus, be prepared to see giant spiders outside the museum before entering. This piece of sculpture stands for Mother. It shall never let you down.
After traveling to three wonderful and impressive places, I'd like to introduce another special place for eating. Insadong, traditional Korean table handoseok, and some snacks are all available here. The next destination is Insadong Street, which is well known as a traditional street to both locals and foreigners. The street represents the culture of the past and the present. You can find traditional Korean tea shops and restaurants over there. Also, some traditional Korean snacks, clothes, and gifts for your family and friends can be bought over there. Especially, there are photo studios that you can dress hanbok and take pictures.
How's today's trip? I hope you like it. Thanks for listening. Until now, Daki, goodbye.
See you next time. I'm Richard. Goodbye.
Foodies' taste buds can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello everyone, I'm your new friend Grace.
Hi guys, I'm Jenny, your old friend. Welcome to today's Yummy Yummy.
the romantic scene, the omnipotent hero, the pretty heroine, and the most significant thing, fried chicken with beer. Ha, do you know what I'm talking about? Yep, Korean TV drama. Today, we'll go to Seoul and taste the fantastic dishes there. Just come and join us.
He is so charming. He just went straight to the heroine and bared his heart to her.
Hey, wake up from your daydream. He won't come out of the screen and fall in love with you. And it's already 12 o'clock now. I'm terribly hungry.
Okay, I'll take you out for some typical Korean dishes today.
Sounds great. So what's your recommendation?
Maybe fried chicken with beer is a good choice. It's really popular both in Korea and China because of the famous drama, The Man from the Star. And this dish, maybe this snack.More exactly, it's also the heroine's favorite one.
Fried chicken. I really want to have a taste, but I'm on a special diet now. Would you like to recommend some both healthy and tasty dishes to me?
A special diet? You can try some kimchi first.
Kimchi? What's that?
It's a kind of traditional Korean pickles. The most classical one is cabbage kimchi, which is made of ordinary cabbage that we can see in every market. However, Korean people have made a difference. They fermented the cabbages with chili powder and coarse salt. Then the cabbages finally taste spicy and salty. Kimchi perfectly matches rice.There are also other kinds of kimchi, cucumber, radish, leaf vegetables, and so on. This dish could really represent Korea.
Kimchi sounds great, but I also want to try some other snacks.
How do you like rice sausages? It's a kind of sausages made of blood and rice.
What? Made of blood? Are you kidding?I've never tried before. It's a little bloody, but I want to have a try.
You won't be regretful. So what about having some staple food? I recommend bibimbap.
Bibimbap?
Yeah, there will be different vegetables and a sunny set up on the rice. It also serves with traditional chili sauce, which will add a smelling of spice and garlic to the meal.And finally, the dish is not only delicious, but also spectacular. By the way, the container of bibimbap is also unique. It's contained in ashbi, a kind of ball made of stone. It can keep the rice warm efficiently. The most specialized bibimbap was made in Chungju. Maybe we can pay a visit there.
Fantastic! I really like eating that. But I feel a little thirsty. I want to get something to drink.
Alright, when it comes to drinks, soju cannot be forgotten. It's kind of white wine and is also regarded as the vodka in Korea. It tastes smoothly and a little spicy. Koreans always add yakult in it, which make it fit for young ladies.
Yakult?
Yeah.
Why? Maybe we shouldn't drink wine. We're too young for wine.
Oh, yes. Then what about tea dance? Tea dance is a sort of tea made of barley. It's good for your health.
Yep, I want to try some tea dance.
The last dish I want to recommend is tteokbokki. Do you know tteokbokki? A kind of rice cake cut in small parts, fried with chili sauce. Sometimes they also add some egg sheets and fish cakes in it. It's popular among young generations.
Wow, we'll taste it then.Do you think it's too much for me because I'm still on a diet?
Come on, welcome to a foodie spectacular world.
So that's all for today's program. See you next Friday.
See you.
Welcome to Tour Gallery. I'm your new friend Cookie. It's so nice to be with you on every Friday night.
Hello, I'm Echo. Nice to meet you, my dear friend.
Yeah, Echo, have you ever watched Korean entertainment programs?
Of course, they're attractive, especially the girls. But actually, I prefer to watch TV series.
Wow. So you must have a lot of patience, since they are not shown every day.
Definitely right, but I just take it as a way to relax.
That's cool. So today, we are going to lead you into this lovely country. Come on and follow us.
Started in the 1960s, Korean TV series have common topics, which include love, family, action, and history. During a 30-year period of development, they are closely related to the market more than ever before. Handsome boys, romantic plots, almost no girls can reject its temptation. With the youth image drama making hit in 1992, the new age of TV series has just started. In the meantime, situation comedies gain more and more popularity and soon become loved by audience. Have you ever heard of Korean Wave? Well, these two kinds of TV series make contributions to the so-called Korean Wave. When a research agency asked hundreds of travelers for the main reasons of visit, the top responses were TV shows and advertisements. How reasonable! It reflects a strong influence over cultural content that swept Asian fans over the past few years. Killer, City Hunter, Secret Garden, you name it.
As to its music industry, there's also a lot to say. For example, Super Junior, one of the most well-known pop groups both in Korea and China, is belonged to SM Entertainment Production Association. 13 talented youths altogether form the accomplished group, which dominates prizes across a wide range of eras, such as singing and acting awards. And what comes into your mind when hearing EXO? Simply three letters, all screaming crazily? Okay, well, I regard all of you as session guys. 3 years ago, the same SM company launched a new music group of 12 members following the Super Junior. The debut was immediately known by the majority of the target audience. Soon later, the members split into two teams, EXO-K and EXO-M, K for Korean, M for Mandarin. Do you know what the name EXO means, Echo?
Let me see, maybe aliens?
Probably. It means a solar system planet outside of exoplanet, which implies they are from the unknown world. Many girls are their super huge fans and are willing to spend a lot of money running after them.
When talking about entertainment programs in Korea, I bet the first thought that flashes into your mind is Running Man. Members do their best in the game as they put down their dignities and use a variety of ways to win. They have been together for 5 years, so they've established a deep friendship, sharing joys and sorrows. Jackie Chan once joined them. We all know that the similar TV show produced by Zhejiang TV just imitated and soon became popular too. In spite of this, Love Letter, X-Men, Happy Together, Strong Heart, Come and Play, We Got Married. It is really an endless list.
In a word, Korea is such a nice place that it's worth going. Come and taste Korean roast meat and Korean kimchi. This is all for today's tour gallery. I'm Cookie.
And I'm Echo.
See you next week.
Bye!
Hello everyone, welcome to the new edition of Follow Me by the New Recruit Shouzhen. Very happy to meet you guys. Today's story is about a girl and her story of accidentally becoming a superstar in Seoul. Hope you enjoy it. Lola, an ordinary beautiful foreign girl in the street of the famous and prosperous Mingdong district, seemed to be anxiously looking for something with her friends. She lost her purse, which contained all her money, her cell phone, in a word, all her important belongings. She remembered not being able to find her purse after being knocked down by a man, but it's unlikely that this man who has stolen it. What's to happen next?
For God's sake! Come on, Lola, how can you just lose your purse like this? How are you supposed to go home?
Darling, don't shout at me, please. I have no idea where I could be.
Well, you know, when I came to know that you are an utter idiot, my jealousy for your beauty seemed to fade.
I know. Hey, stop being so mean, okay?
I'm not being mean at all. I'm telling the truth. Are you sure the man couldn't have stolen your purse?
I'm sure, Betty, okay? He was just as startled as I.
Well, he can pretend to be startled.
You can't pretend to be startled like that. I saw him with my own eyes.
All right. If you say so, do you remember where did you fall? Maybe you should go back and take a look.
Yes, in front of the gate of M Plaza, I believe. Let's go.
They made their way through the crowd and got to the gate of M Plaza.
You found anything?
No, it's nowhere to be found.
Oh no, is there any possibility that it's stolen?
I don't think so. The man knelt me down right here. I got up, automatically touched my pocket, and it's gone.
And the man took your purse. No other explanation.
I just don't think so. He really seemed honest and liable. But there's also a possibility that some passerby took my purse and left it with the police. Holy crap! I just wanna put this whole shit to an end. I'm hungry like here, and I look at the there over there. New collection. Do you see the skirt over there? I have kept all my money just for it.
If you are hungry, there's fried chicken shop, and over there is an Italian restaurant. If you wanna shop, your dream skirt over there, H&M over there, Cartier, Chanel, Dior, and Michael Kors over there. But we need to find your purse first. I just shouldn't have put my money in your purse. I couldn't even afford a cup of Starbucks.
Well, maybe someone is kind enough to leave my purse with the police. There's a police post out there. Let me go and check. You stay here in case we get lost.
Okay, I'll just search around.
Lola left Betty and headed to the police booth. Betty just wandered around, attempting to find anything until she saw a familiar figure. The man, the exact man who knocked Lola down. He seemed to be having a passionate talk on the phone with Lola's pink purse in hand. Betty never believed Lola's word. She became angry and came near to the man, but soon there seemed to be something wrong with his conversation.
I know, but I have shown you her picture. The girl with blue hair. He has all the characteristics we need. She's the one you want. Look, I have been working for you for several years, and I have my own pursuit. I'm not giving up this girl, at any cost. She is my target. You have paid me not for.
What the hell? Lola is the only girl with blue hair around here. She became his target. What on earth is it?
Yes. She is a foreigner. Maybe it's hard to cope with, but you have power. You are a huge society. You make impossible possible. I know the thing you can do, and a foreigner is not a difficult task if you really want her. It's only about the coast.
Oh my god! Is it a human trafficking group? What are they gonna do to Lola?
See, I can take care of this, and thanks to you, I have lost sight of her.
Betty? Betty, you're here. For God's sake, I told you to stay there. How come you come over here?
Lola, don't shout. The man knocked you down has your purse in his hand. But that is not important. He kept talking about wanting a girl, my target. Maybe he belongs to a human trafficking group, and his target is you. What on earth, Daddy? What's the whole shit? You mean that man stole my purse and he wants to? But this just don't make sense.
Oh my god, Lola. I know you tend to believe in people, but this is just another thing. There is something obviously wrong with this guy.
I know. But a thief and a human trafficker? I don't follow.
During the conversation, the man seemed to have caught sight of them. He sighed in relief and walked towards them.
Hello, ladies. Do I have the honor to introduce myself to you?
What do you want?
I asked if I am obliged with the chance to introduce myself to you.
What do you want from us? Daddy, don't be afraid. We are in the middle of the Lindo area. He dare not do things.
Well, actually I work for the Korean Entertainment Group, JYP, and we are considering taking you in as our new recruit. You meet all of our criteria. Are you willing to give us a chance?
What the hell? JYP, you mean you... But, Lola...
Sorry, sir, but... I...
Okay, let me just put it shortly. You are selected by the JYP group and you have the chance to be a superstar.
Well, I just can't believe it.
I understand. You are not the only one to be surprised. You know, it is the thing you need to go through.
But how come you have my purse in your hand? Are you just trying to find an excuse for your theft?
I'm sorry, but I don't follow. What theft? Purse? Yes, I do have your purse. I bumped into you when I was sending your picture back to my boss. And I'm very sorry for that. Your purse slipped out from your pocket, and I kept it. Here you are. Please check if you lost anything. I've kept it as carefully as I can.
Wait a second. So you didn't steal the purse?
Of course. May I take this as an insult, miss?
I've lost nothing. Everything is just fine. It's a misunderstanding.
Oh, God. I made a mistake.
It's just okay, actually. Have you considered joining us? Join JYP?
Well, wait a minute. But what is JYP?
JYP is an entertainment company in Korea. And...
Oh, well. I'm in a mess now. So... I'm going to be a superstar!
Holy crap! How on earth?
Oh my god! Oh, sorry, I'm overexcited. I've always dreamed of getting on the stage and perform.
So, shall I take this for your approval?
Yes, of course!
Okay, then come with me. But... by the way, is this your purse? Sorry for running into it just now.
That's okay. Well, actually, thank you for running into me and giving me such a good chance.
And that's the new start of Lola's life. She's now training in the JYP group and awaits her bright career as a brand new superstar. Her future remains uncertain, but we know one thing for sure. She will never forget the turning point the beautiful city Seoul had brought to her. Such is the charm of Seoul. A city of opportunities and a city of unlimited possibilities. Okay, that's all. See you next time. Goodbye.
Okay, here is our today's program. This is our group. Producer, Li Yang. Anchors, Pan Yixuan, Wu Jingye. Reporters, Lei Xiaodong, Xu Yuan, Chen Jiewen, Han Yuge, Li Boxi, Xiong Jiayi, Yuan Ye.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。